So, dear colleagues, we start our Citizens of Council meeting here in Dublin, 21st October 2015. And I would like to list, I'd like to ask the Secretariat to list apologies we have received so far.
We have received, in addition to the ones on the screen, Vika and Byron, Leslie sent her apologies, and Celia.
Thank you. Are we quorate?
Yes, we are. We have
Thank you very much.
We have nine councillors and at least one from every region.
Very good. Let's proceed. Since the CCWG working group meeting at this moment is already running in another room, we have a proposal to slightly change our agenda for today and address all only administrative issues, leaving substantial issues for other for the next council meeting we'll have on the call. Any objections to that? No objections. Therefore, let's proceed. Agenda item number 2, minutes and actions. As you can see, all actions are completed. Agenda item number 3, citizens on membership application for .tk, which is Sokolov. So I think that all the councillors have received Jordi's email on 8 October 2015, in which he noted that there are no outstanding issues regarding this application, and therefore we need a formal approval of the membership application of Telecommunications Sokolov Corporation, or Teletalk, the CCTLD manager for .tk Sokolov. So, any? No? So, we have a draft resolution for that. The CCNSO Council approves the application of the CCTLD manager of .tk and welcomes Telecommunications Sokolov Corporation, Teletalk, the CCTLD manager for .tk Sokolov, as 157th member of the CCNSO. May I have a motion?
Since it's in my region, I'd like to move the resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. And seconded by... Yeah, okay, Abibu seconded. Yep. So, resolution passed.
Sorry?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yes. So, anyone wants to comment? No? Okay, then we vote. Who votes against? Anyone against? Anyone abstains? In favor? Unanimous. Thank you. The motion passed. Welcome, .tk, our 157th member. Agenda item number 4, appointment member of CCNSO Travel Funding Committee. So, as you know, Travel Funding Committee is a CCNSO Council committee, and Jordi will leave us at some point. No, this is the last. This is Jordi's last CCNSO Council meeting, and therefore we, Jordi helped us by stepping in on Victor's behalf on this committee, but now he has to leave as well. We had a call for volunteers, and we got one volunteer, Celia Lerman-Friedman. So we have a draft resolution. The CCNSO Council appoints Celia Lerman-Friedman as member of the CCNSO Travel Funding Committee. Can I have a motion on that? Nigel and Becky. Seconded. Thank you. Any one would like to comment? Apparently not. So, may I ask for a vote? Who is against? Who abstains? Nobody. Who is in favor? Unanimous. So,
point of order.
Welcome. Sorry?
It's a matter of interest. If you've asked for everybody who's against, everybody's abstained, and you've got to see any of either of them, it's unanimous. You don't need to count it.
That is true, mathematically correct, but we still have our procedure. And I really love to see you moving. Otherwise, you might fall asleep. So, agenda item 4.2. Well, unfortunately, as we learned a couple of days ago, Dottie also steps down as a councillor. And, well, she also served on a travel funding committee, perhaps since the very beginning, since the committee started its work. And, well, apparently we will need to replace Dottie on the travel funding committee as well. Therefore, I would like to ask the Secretariat to send out a call for volunteers to the councillors' mailing list at the end of this meeting to see who would like to take this responsibility. Thank you. Agenda item number 5. Appointment Abibun Taghiyege. I'm sorry. Abibu, I'm very sorry. Abibu Rashid. Can't you make it perfect? So, Abibu Rashid, appointment Abibu Rashid to oversee CISNES on membership applications. Again, as Jordi did that for some time, so Jordi is leaving, and Abibu has volunteered to oversee the CISNES on membership application process. And the draft resolution of the council says that the CCNSO council appoints Abibu Rashid as councillor to oversee the CCNSO membership application process. Any more? Oh, can I ask for a motion?
Yes.
Okay, Demi, second. Jordi, thank you. Anyone wants to comment? No, then I ask for a vote. Who is against? Who abstain? I don't see any. Okay, another exercise. Who is in favor?
Nigel's being provocative. It's a Scottish.
Unanimous. Thank you very much. Oh, we're moving pretty smoothly. Agenda item number 6, selection of IDN CCTLD representatives for ICANN's IDN guideline review team. As you may have remember, we had a call for volunteers, and we have two volunteers, Matt Dovberg from Sweden.se and Pablo Rodriguez from Puerto Rico.pr. Here we have the draft resolution. The CCNSO Council appoints the following persons as CCNSO members on the IDN Guideline Review Working Group, matsdubber.se and pablorodriguez.pr. The Secretariat is requested to inform the candidates and relevant ICANN staff. Can I have a motion?
Hero.
Hero, second. Margarita. Thank you. So any comments on this resolution? Yes, please.
Thank you, Chair. This is James speaking. Just curiosity, out of my curiosities about the participation from the quote-unquote CJK, the Chinese, Japanese, and the Korean, since this the IDN guideline kind of impacted them the most. I mean, so historically, they put efforts on previous versions of the IDN guideline, which they have involved actually happy. So I'm just trying to see if this, working group is still open for memberships, or are we closed for the opportunity? So maybe they are still, you know, trying to figure out a way to being involved. So, but I'm just, trying to capture what's happened and how should we, maybe to involve them more in terms of ongoing
work. Well, these are the volunteers who stepped forward. Bart, could you comment if there is a possibility to be observers on the working group?
I don't know. I think for the CJK people, they should get in direct contact with Samad Hussein, who is the convener of this working group. I know on the working group they have a limited number and they've assigned two seats to the CCNSO. We send out a call for volunteers. I think even we extended the call for volunteers. And these were the two people who responded. And it was sent to the CCTLD community list, CCNSO members list, and also consulted with the former members on that on the previous working group.
Thank you, Bart. Any more comments? If not, then I'll call for a vote. Anyone against? I don't see any. Sorry, I forgot to ask. Do we have anyone on? No. Okay, good. Anyone abstains? Okay, who is in favor? Unanimous. Thank you very much. Let's move to agenda item number 7. That's an update on CCNSO council elections. So first, as you remember, we have an extended period for nomination in Latin American region. But with the recent developments, already mentioned, following Dottie's announcement to resign from the CCNSO Council, we will need another councillor to fill in her place on the council. For the remaining period of Dottie's term, it is until March 2017. And we really need to seek replacement as soon as possible, and therefore we need to appoint an election manager for this task and set the timeline. Agenda item 7.1 is approval of timeline special council elections in North American region. So we need to set the timeline for the election of a new councillor from this region. And, as I already mentioned, it has to be, call for nominations has to be go out as soon as possible. In the North American region, we don't have many members, only five of them. Even though all of them are present here in Dublin, we still need a nomination period, but we propose to have it, not as long as we probably usually have, and align this nomination period with the nomination period, extended nomination period we have in Latin American region. That is until 30th of October 2015. So call for nomination, secondment, and acceptance of nominations will be start from 22nd October until the end of October, and elections Thursday, 5th October, November 00.01 UTC until Thursday, 19 November, 23:59 UTC. And in case we need runoff elections, it's going to be 1st till 8th December. We have a draft resolution on that. The CCNSO Council adopts the timeline for the special CCNSO Council election for the North American region for the remainder of the seat term March 2017. So, that's the resolution. The motion, yeah. Was that Eric, Keith? Any seconds? Okay, Nigel, thank you. So any comments, suggestions, questions? Well, if not, I'd like to call for a vote. Anyone is against? Anyone abstain? Anyone in favor?
It's unanimous.
So the timeline has been approved. Agenda item 7.2, appointment election manager, CCNSO council election to replace Dottis Park de Blanc. Draft resolution. The CCNSO council appoints Gabriela Šitek as election manager for the CCNSO council election process 2016. I assume that Gabi has agreed. She. Well, she's doing that for European and Latin America regions anyway, so maybe we decided not to ask for her approval. But, okay, anyone wants to move?
I'd like to move there, and I suggest we don't go through comments and someone seconds and we go straight to voting.
Okay. Yeah, Bibu seconds. Anyone is against? Okay, who abstains? Who is in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. 7.3, progress to date and next step. So I already touched upon that. The election process for Latin American region has been extended until the end of October. After the closure of this period, there will be at least an election in the European region because we have two candidates from that region. And if we have another candidate from Latin America region, we will have elections there as well. So there is a proposal that we have election in EU region, well, wherever it's necessary, in the region where we need elections, starting from 5th November and closing on 19th November. We don't have any resolutions for that, but technically I think we need to vote. I'd say that we have a draft resolution that the CCNSO Council, no, we don't need.
There's no need for a vote. Okay. You have already determined the timeline. This is just
okay.
An update
it's
of
just,
the next
yeah. Okay,
so
thank you.
This is for information.
Even better, yes, thank you. So everybody feels informed. Thank you. Now we have agenda items, substantive agenda items that we agreed to move to the next meeting. Therefore, let's move to agenda item number 14, that is date of next meeting. And we have currently scheduled two meetings this year for November and December, that's 19 November and 10 December. But apparently we will need to have another call approximately in 2 weeks' time as we decided during the council workshop. And I would like to ask the secretariat to send out a doodle poll to find out the best date and time for this call. Agenda item number 15, any other business? Anyone? Yeah, Jordi, please.
Thank you. Well, as you know, this is my last council meeting. The term for being the councillor nominated by the NOMCOM is over. I know quite a lot of you since long, long ago. So, well, just really thank you, really thank you for all your friendship and help during all those years. I hope that we will continue seeing us somehow, somewhere, who knows. But, well, anyway, thank you very much for everything. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Jordi. Any other business? Other business? Okay, if not, then just following Jordi's note and moving to agenda item number 16, and that's thank you and welcome. Well, first of all, I think we'll start with welcomes. We end with welcomes, apparently. First we thank. Okay. Now I will read all the thanks because so many, and we can't forget anyone. So the CNSO Council wholeheartedly thanks the local host for its hospitality and assistance during this historic event in Dublin. The Council also wants to thank the sponsors of the very successful CNSO cocktail. And those sponsors are .au, .ca, .kr, .nl, .pr, .tw, and VeriSign, .cc, yes.
Dot VeriSign.
The CNSO Council thanks Jordi Paraguirre, who has come to the end of his term as NOMCOM appointed councillor, for all his hard work and contributions to the Council, CNSO, and broader CCTLD community, and hopes he will remain to be involved in the community, just as Jordi hoped. The Council wants to thank Dottie Sparks de Blanc, who has been on the CNSO Council since 2004 and is one of the founders of the CNSO. During all these years, Dottie has been involved. She participated in the work of the CNSO Council in her own unique way, and the Council is grateful for all the hard work she has put into serving the community. The Council hopes she will remain to be active in the community, and we definitely hope to see you in Marrakesh just to properly thank you for everything you've done.
Well, I just want to say, I'm not moving away, I'm just moving aside for younger blood, so to have a chance to demonstrate their energy and incisive ideas. I want to just tell all of you that it has been an extraordinary pleasure to work with you here, and I've never been in a job that is more stimulating and rewarding, and where I had a chance to rub shoulders with nicer people. And thank you very much for enlarging my life.
Thank you very much, Dottie. On behalf of the whole CCTLD community, the CNSO Council wants to thank Christina Nordstrom for all her years of hard work, and as we learned yesterday, instead of 6 months, over 6 years, support for the community, and wishes her best at her new endeavors. Thank you, Christina, and well, I hope that if you will run out of patience one day, you will come back to treat our community. Yeah. Further, also on behalf of the whole CCTLD community, the CNSO Council wants to thank Martin Boyle for all the years of hard work, heavy lifting, and contributions he has made into the work and quality of work of the community. The Council is sure that he will enjoy the next phase of his life. Nigel?
I think I have to bring Martin's apologies for not being here for this item. He's continuing to do the heavy lifting in the CCTLD.
Yes. And finally, the CCNSO Council welcomes its new members. It's Christelle Vaval, our new NOMCOM appointee. Unfortunately, is not here. She is here. Why aren't you not here? Oh, not on the council yet. Right. Jordi. Yes, sorry. My bad. And Alejandra Reynoso from Guatemala.gt. And since she's there, I also thought that herself. So, welcome. I hope we did not scare you away.
As usual for the departing councillors, because by now we have a whole stack of them. This is for your further life, how to enjoy it. For you as well, Jordi.
Thank you very much.
And knowing, Keith, this was your last face-to-face meeting at a council. For you as well. Not preempting.
So again, thank you very much and welcome. With that, I would like to close the CCNSO Council meeting. Thank you very much for participating, and those of you who want to, who haven't had enough of accountability stuff during these 2 days, please hurry to the next meeting room. Thank you very much. Goodbye.